WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather, our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. And Dan, you're going to need a jacket on the way out of the house this morning.
Yes, sir. Temperatures mostly in the 20s across New Jersey for the second morning in a row. The cold spot in northwestern New Jersey, 20 degrees. The only spot in the state that will escape a freeze is going to be right along the coast. I'm tracking a few snowflakes moving in from Pennsylvania and Maryland, so don't be surprised if you see a few flurries flying around this morning. We'll see increasing clouds today. Otherwise, it'll be quiet and cool. High temperatures will make a run for about 50 degrees. At least it'll be warmer than this weekend. We are watching a pair of coastal storms that's going to make for an active weather week, the first of which arrives this evening. Looks to be just a period of rain, although there could be some light sleet and snow at elevation in northwestern New Jersey. Tonight's lows mostly in the mid-40s. Quick hit of rain ends tomorrow morning, then it'll be mostly cloudy with a brisk wind. Highs tomorrow mid-50s. Much colder for Wednesday. Highs only around 40 with a mix of sun and clouds, and the second coastal storm system of the week arrives Thursday into Friday. Right now, Cape May Courthouse 28, Frenchtown 30, and Monroe 26.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Atlantic City's mayor could be in a good deal of trouble if reports that he put his hands on a female security guard at a local casino prove true. Prosecutors confirmed they're investigating an incident, but what happened remains unclear. Patrick Lavery joins us live this morning with what we do know. Patrick?
And that's right, Eric. The county prosecutor's office will only say an incident occurred involving Mayor Frank Gilliam and several other individuals, one of them identified as City Councilman Jeffrey Fauntleroy II. But law enforcement sources speaking on the condition of anonymity tell our AC sister station WPG that video early Sunday morning of the Golden Nugget Hotel and Casino shows Gilliam punching and choking the security guard at the Haven nightclub, and that he and Fauntleroy were both charged with assault. The mayor's chief of staff has no comment. The mayor told reporters nothing really happened. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Grab a coat as you head out of the house this morning. Temperatures are at or below freezing just about everywhere. And a pair of coastal storms is going to make for an active weather week. Rain, wind, coastal flooding, all possible. Maybe even some wintry weather later in the week. Otherwise, today it'll be a day with increasing clouds, quiet, cool, high temperatures only around 50. Rain could move in for tonight. And Dan will have more on that part of the forecast coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. Raising taxes, not an option in the Garden State, says one of the leading Democrats in New Jersey. We'll have more on that in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Dominski and Doyle.
What would you do, $2 million?
Probably buy some property out there and build a nice little home in Hawaii. Hopefully overlook the ocean for my girlfriend and I.
And maybe he'll marry me.
Oh, that was too funny.
Weekday afternoons 2 till 7 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. At or below freezing is where temperatures are starting this morning. 50 will probably do it for the high. An uneventful day today, but rain showers could move in, and we're tracking a couple of coastal storms. It might even bring a wintry mix to parts of the Garden State later this week. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Many towns observed Veterans Day on Sunday, but today is the official federal holiday. Federal and state offices and courts are closed today. Banks have the option to close. New Jersey Transit is operating on a normal weekday schedule. You may have also heard Sunday marked 100 years since the end of World War I. But did you know it didn't officially end until years later in New Jersey? It took Congress more than 2 years to pass the resolution officially declaring an end to the state of war with Germany. And President Warren G. Harding happened to be in New Jersey playing golf at the time. He signed the resolution at the estate of then-New Jersey Senator Joseph Frelinghuysen in Raritan. The year was 1921. And while the estate is no longer there, a plaque marks the spot on Route 28. A couple of months ago, a new report confirmed what we've been telling you for years. New Jersey's unfunded pension and health care liability problem has put the state on a fast path towards financial ruin. A top state lawmaker says this is going to happen much quicker than most realize, and the time to take action is now.
State Senate President Steve Sweeney, the driving force behind the Path to Progress report, says our pension and health care system has put us more than $150 billion in the hole, and we can't raise taxes any higher, so the whole system must be reworked. Otherwise, the state will quickly face a financial crisis.
I'm going to start doing town halls pretty soon, getting as much attention, getting it out on social media, just trying to tie in to the public, because Elected officials are responding to taxpayers.
We've ignored the problem for too long, says Sweeney, and now it must be dealt with. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:08. A missing 15-year-old from New Jersey may have been spotted nearly 500 miles away in Ohio. Thomas Colding ran away from home last month, taking $1,000 in cash, leaving his cell phone, and a note saying he didn't want to be found. Police are working to confirm the sightings in Ohio. His father's been staying in Philly, where Colding was last seen at a bus station. Colding left home after arguing with his parents over his grades. A drunk driver who fled an accident scene in Jersey City finally captured by police, but not before he hit nearly two dozen additional cars. 23-year-old Randy Martinez Antigua is facing DWI, reckless driving, and other charges after leading police on a mile-long chase as he bounced off parked cars early Saturday morning. He was finally arrested in the parking lot of a diner. Legislation has finally been introduced in Trenton to increase the criminal penalties for hazing. This is in response to last year's death of Penn State University student from New Jersey, Mike Piazza, during a fraternity ritual.
Timothy Piazza, a 19-year-old from Reddington, died in February 2017. Video showed the fraternity brothers ignored his unconscious condition. Senator Kip Bateman's bill would increase hazing to a fourth-degree crime in New Jersey and aggravated hazing, in which serious bodily injury is caused, to a third-degree crime.
People, unfortunately, if one or two had called for help, he'd still be alive. And so I'm trying to make the law stronger to prevent this from happening again.
The bill specifies that prohibited conduct includes forcing someone to consume alcohol or drugs. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
It was a scary time on the Skyscreamer ride, a great adventure Sunday night. The ride got stuck in the cold and dark, leaving riders trapped in the air for about 15 minutes. Nobody was hurt, but there was a lot of complaining as the ride was lowered to the ground and people were let off. You can see video of it at nj1015.com this morning. The courts know them as non-compliant parents. You and I know them as deadbeats, folks who are way behind on child support, likely with no intention to catch up anytime soon. In addition to random statewide sweeps, sheriff's offices throughout the state are constantly after those offenders who are constantly trying to dodge the system.
John Armino with the Sheriff's Association of New Jersey says when these offenders are arrested, judges typically take whatever money they have on them, then demand they bring more in a few days.
They're not going to put them in jail. Judges are not going to put them in jail.
The hope is they don't see the same names on warrants a few months later. The association is still collecting numbers from the most recent child support sweep in October. One common theme of all the numbers in so far, the money collected from deadbeat parents is a drop in the bucket compared to the money owed. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:11. Police are still hunting for a man who attacked and beat an elderly patron at a Parkway rest stop last week. The victim was punched and thrown to the ground in the bathroom of the Cheesequake service area last Thursday. His wallet was stolen. Police have released an image of the man they believe is responsible. You can see that at nj1015.com and on our free mobile app this morning. Time on New Jersey's First News approaches 5:12. It is cold this morning. Temperatures are at or below freezing just about everywhere this morning. 50 will do it for the high. We have rain coming in, and could there be a wintry mix in our future? An extended look at the forecast, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, we've got some things to watch for this week.
That's right. A pair of coastal storms making for a pretty busy week in the weather center here. The big concern is going to be heavy rain. There could be some wind. There could be some coastal flooding involved. Looks like the second storm of the week is going to be more impactful. And, yes, we do have to talk about the threat for a little bit of wintry weather here. Right now, it does not look like accumulation is on the table necessarily. But, you know, certainly something we'll have to watch, really, starting this time of year. Clouds on the increase today. There could be some flurries around. It is cold out there this morning. Temperatures mostly in the 20s. We'll see highs around 50 degrees today. A little warmer than this weekend. It'll be a quiet, cool, and again, cloudy afternoon. Rain will spread in by this evening from south to north. There could be a period of light sleet or snow at elevation northwestern New Jersey, but for the vast majority of us, it's just some wet weather tonight. Lows mostly fall to the mid-40s, well above freezing. We wrap up those rain showers tomorrow morning. Then it'll be mostly cloudy with a brisk wind. Highs tomorrow in the mid-50s. Wednesday turns colder. Highs only around 40 with a mix of sun and clouds. And then our next coastal storm system rolls in on Thursday. And again, this is going to be the more impactful one. Right now, I would say there's a period of wintry mix in the forecast for central and northern New Jersey, probably at onset. And then the storm carries some slightly warmer air, so we transition to mostly rain through Friday morning. The highs on Thursday again around 40 degrees. Now, this forecast highly dependent on timing. If it shifts earlier or later, that will directly impact the impact, if you will. So it's certainly something we'll have to watch as the week goes on. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, Atlantic City's mayor is being investigated after an altercation at a local casino. A troubling new report on New Jersey's finances and the huge debt load from our pension and health benefits, and how raising taxes might make them even worse. In sports, Cowboys beat the Eagles on a late touchdown 27-20. The Jets thumped by Buffalo 41-10. Giants and Niners on Monday Night Football. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
Jersey Radio.
The whole crew gets me out the door with just a good frame of mind and the things I want to know.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Monday morning. It's going to be a busy week, but today looks fairly quiet. Could be a few flurries this morning, and it is cold out there on your way to the bus stop. Temperatures mostly in the 20s. We'll top out near 50 this afternoon, a bit below normal for this time of year. Increasing clouds during the day. Rain arrives this evening. New Jersey First News time, still 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22, it is on a Monday morning, Veterans Day. In the Great Garden State, with temperatures that are starting out right around the freezing mark, it is cold enough to pull on a jacket as you head out this morning. Temperatures will rise to about 50, and we're keeping an eye on a couple of coastal storms that could bring some stormy weather our way this week. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. As wildfires continue to rage on both ends of California, officials released another grim statistic. 6 more dead in a swath of Northern California, now wiped out by fire, raising the death toll there to 29. It matched California's record for deaths in a single fire. Another 228 remain unaccounted for. As crews stepped up the search for bodies and missing people, 2 people were killed in a wildfire in Southern California. A coach bus carrying Princeton University students heading to a football game at Yale crashed into a building in Connecticut, sending 4 students to the hospital, minor injuries. Police say the bus driver was also hurt in Saturday's crash. Princeton released a statement saying the students were taken as a precaution to the hospital. Students who weren't injured were put on another bus to the game. Police believe the driver lost control because of a brake problem. It started out as their Girl Scouts project to earn an award, but it has been such a hit, the girls keep going, and they can't imagine stopping. Every week, these 14-year-olds head to Hunterdon Care Center to connect the elderly residents there with their loved ones over video chat. Many of the seniors had no idea the technology even existed.
Yeah, your hair looks nice.
Thank you.
87-year-old Bertha Balick would only see her son in upstate New York twice a year. Now, thanks to this project from local Girl Scouts Julia, Sammy, and Mary, they connect face-to-face once a week.
Some people don't get to see their family a lot, and they live really far away, or just don't get the opportunity, and just seeing them makes them happy.
A lot of times they don't even believe that they're on the screen. They don't think that it's happening.
The girls have gone well past the 50 minimum hours required to earn the Scout Silver Award. In Flemington, Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
We took a visit to the Hunterdon Care Center to see the girls in action, and you can see video at nj1015.com. What's so great about the Garden State? Every week at this time, we profile some of the groups and individuals that make the Garden State a great place to live. The new dining services provider at Rider University is leading the charge to involve students, faculty, and staff in serving Meals on Wheels.
The partnership between Rider, the company Gourmet Dining, and Meals on Wheels of Mercer County officially launched in October, and every weekday from 8:30 to 11 a.m., the meals are assembled on campus, then sent out for distribution to the community in need, and it helps students fulfill a requirement.
We took a lot of people out of their comfort zones. But we saw the need. We wanted to be part of the community, and it's a great opportunity for our students to get part of their late engaged learning hours and community service.
VP of Facilities and University Operations Mike Recca says the feedback from Mercer residents has been striking, many saying the quality of the food has improved, and they're impressed with the consistency of service and the college's commitment to its neighbors. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 526. Cold start today as temperatures are lingering right around the freezing mark. We'll warm up to about 50, but some stormy weather may be on the way this week. Dan has the forecast in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, what happened inside a casino that got the Atlantic City mayor in trouble? We'll have that and business news next.
Steve Trevalese.
The Jersey deer have no fear. You and the car, the 4,000-pound car, they don't care. And now that it's mating season, oh, no.
Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news. Asian markets mostly higher ahead of key economic data, such as industrial production figures from China and Japan later in the week. On Wall Street, tech and internet stocks sank Friday on Chinese growth worries and weak forecasts by companies, including the video game maker Activision and chip maker Skyworks. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner, our news directors Annette Petriccioni, content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery, and Sergio Bichao is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.